is the ordinance related to off-street parking of vehicles. An ordinance amending Article 7, Article Section, excuse me, let me start over. An ordinance amending Article 7, Section 31-120 of zoning ordinance number 5757 of the municipal code of ordinances of the city of Marshall, Missouri. Mr. Morgan?
Good evening.
Good evening.
This, just want to reiterate something on this ordinance. There was a little confusion as to what this actually does. So one of the things it does not do is, does not tell people they can't park in their yard. And so until something happens here, if they develop a parking space, so if they park there for extended periods of time, now it's mud, that's a parking space. If they put gravel down and park on that, that's a parking space. But if they just park in their yard for, you know, have company over parking in their yard, or park in their yard every weekend or something, it's not intended for them to be in violation of anything for doing that. So we just want to clarify what the meaning of this actually is. So I think there's a little confusion with some people as to what this actually meant.
Mike, you might talk about why P&amp;Z made that change.
Well, this has been something they've tossed around for a long time. So if you remember, the original reading was a minimum amount of parking spaces, if this were the case, was two. And so in some cases, people might put in, and we did have one where they put in like 5-6 parking spaces and gravel it. So in order for them to do any paving, it would be two. Really, what really happens on these types of things, if they don't want to pave, then they won't park there. Everybody probably knows concrete is pretty expensive. So to ask somebody to pave 4 parking spots is relatively just not going to happen. So the intent, we want mud and gravel on the streets. We want to keep the streets clean. We don't want people driving up over the curbs to access these parking spaces. And so this, in fact, is a deterrent to try to prevent all that from really happening.
Have you had any feedback either way from any?
You know, I just talked to Mr. Robinson earlier about this, and one of the concerns he said he got from a citizen was if they pave in their front yard, they may end up paving over a sewer and water line. And that way, if they were to have to dig it up in some future, they would have to tear up this concrete to do that. I mentioned that there's a subdivision, Sunrise subdivision, on the east part of the city. When that subdivision was developed, 95% of all the sewers are under the driveways. And so those kind of things just kind of happen. But it is, that was the only concern I've had at this point, was if somebody decided they would pave, they may end up paving over their water service and their sewer line. Okay, and I've had no comments out of the way. Any questions?